Good morning. It's good to worship with you in person and online. Having looked at the first three commandments this month, whose love is more important? Is it the love that we have for God or the love that God has for us? And what's the difference? Well, without the love of God, our love would be hopeless and empty. But our love for God has purpose and feeling because God has first loved us. More on this as we get into celebrating the love of God in our life during our hour of worship and beyond. The order of service and the hymns are printed out for us in the service bulletin. Such can be found online on our website under the Staying Connected to God's Word link, or also in our weekly emails that get sent out. The links for the bulletin, weekly news, and Bible study are there as well. I invite your attention to page 3, a third of the way down, as we begin with the invocation. We worship this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Please stand. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us, and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ, and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
us pray.
O Lord our God, govern the nations on earth and direct the affairs of this world so that your church may worship you in peace and joy.
Please be seated.
On this Sunday after Pentecost, a reading from Holy Scripture from the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. The same God who is a God of love is also a God of perfect faithfulness, who is a shield to his people. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Whose hands have gathered up the wind? Who has wrapped up the waters in a cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. The word of the Lord. We join in our psalm for today, Psalm 73. Here is a good example of faith in action, a faith rooted in God's love, a reading from Holy Scripture, the book of Acts, 27th chapter. When a gentle south wind began to blow, they saw their opportunity. So they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the Northeaster swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. So we gave way to it and were driven along. As we passed to the lee of a small island called Calda, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure. So the men hoisted it aboard. Then they passed ropes under the ship itself to hold it together, because they were afraid they would run aground on the sandbars of Syrtis. They lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" The word of the Lord. Some words from Psalm 87. "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
My soul yearns to give thanks for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
O Lord Almighty."
Blessed is the person who trusts in you.
Please stand for the gospel reading. Take from the Holy Gospel of St. Mark, the fourth chapter, clearly pointing out that Jesus is the God-man. His power is clearly evident in this text. "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.' Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?' He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, 'Quiet, be still.' Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, 'Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?' They were terrified and asked each other, 'Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day, "By Grace I'm Saved."
Thy grace, O mark this word of promise, when you are by your sins oppressed, when Satan plagues your troubled conscience, and when your heart is seeking rest. What reason can I comprehend? God by his grace to you did send.
God's grace and peace are yours in great abundance, and this is possible through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus our attention on these words from 1 John chapter 4. We love because He, God, first loved us. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow people, loved by God in an amazing way. So, your battery is dead. Do you get it going by just wishing it would work again? Or do you get it going by touching it with your own hands, thinking that you have the power within you to get that battery going again? We need an outside power source, don't we? And God is that power source we need. And now we're not just talking about a dead car battery, are we? It is amazing, isn't it? How the Lord God, what He was willing to do for us, and not just willing to do, but then able to carry out His will on our behalf, and then continue it, His will, through us. Once dead, but now by grace alive. Wrapping up this month of June, with our look at the first three commandments, under that heading, what love for God looks like, we take a look at these words from 1 John chapter 4, a passage which clearly articulates the love of God, His amazing love, and what that love enables us then to do, to show our love for God. What it looks like. We love because He first loved us. This is what loving God looks like. Keep it in mind that the Lord God has loved us first. and then drives in us a desire to put His commandments, His expectations for us into practice out of love. But it starts, dear friends, with His love for us. People cannot get themselves jump-started into a relationship with God. We're dead. And so God's amazing love gets us going again. That amazing love that God has for us is beautifully summed up in the words of John 3:16, the gospel in a nutshell, where it clearly demonstrates His love is not just for a person, but for the entire world. And yet He personalizes it, that love is for you. He had you in mind when He promised and sent His own Son into the world. When the time was right, we are told in Galatians, God sent His Son to fulfill what He had promised already back in Genesis chapter 3. Shortly after the fall into sin, God did not abandon His creation. Rather, He showed His amazing love yet again for His creation. Satan, you did not win. You caused a great blemish with great consequences. But the victory is not yours. You will be crushed. And when the time was right, God sent His Son, Jesus, out of love for the world, that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life. A life that has been made possible as Jesus gave His life for us. Talk about amazing love. And we needed that amazing love, and we still need that amazing love in our lives day after day. Because as noted, we cannot get ourselves started into a relationship with God. We're dead in sin. And so for those, again, we can't emphasize it enough because we hear it in so many religious circles. I've made my decision for Christ when I was this or that. You can't. Apart from Christ. Apart from the Holy Spirit. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. What are you doing with that passage? Ignoring it? For your feelings? Which are not accurate. It's only by grace can we say Jesus is Lord. Ephesians 2, those first few verses of that chapter make it so clear that God is the one who jumpstarts us. And God is the one who keeps us going. Because as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. What does dead mean? Somewhat alive? Somewhat of a spark? You're dead. In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. And again, should sin surprise us? In our own hearts and in the hearts of others? Because again, what are we by nature since the fall into sin? We're given to sin. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, overflowing, made us alive with Christ. He made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. When we try to take the credit for our coming into a relationship with God, which commandment are we breaking? Clearly the first commandment, where we're putting ourselves equal to or above God. God, I got this thing started and now I'm going to rely on you to be my co-pilot the rest of the way. Or some will even say, God, I don't even need you as a co-pilot. I got this thing started and I'm going to heaven all by myself. Well, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Basic facts of faith, but so often overlooked in too many religious circles. Because our nature wants to believe we have to or can do something to get our relationship with God started. But to believe that, you're ignoring clear passages of Scripture and denying God of His grace. This grace, not just for you and me, but for the entire world. 2 Corinthians 5, God was reconciling the world unto Himself. So much so that He was willing to give up His one and only Son. He knew what that would cost Him. And Jesus did too. Jesus did not blindly take on human flesh and blindly follow the expectations of His heavenly Father. He knew what was waiting for Him the whole time. And He still went forth so that it could be finished, so that we could be reconciled unto God for time and eternity. Who doesn't like peace? And there's no peace like the peace that God has to offer through Jesus Christ. And when you have that peace, then we can be at peace with one another. It starts with God and continues through us. But what are we missing today? And not just today. It's not new with our generation, our time. We're missing people connected to God through Jesus, and so missing the peace that God has to offer them, and thus the peace then which can be displayed to one another. Because too often, we are more focused on what I want rather than what God wants or the other person in my life wants. And so it's amazing that God continues to show His love to us day after day. And it's evident, the heavens declare the glories of God. This world still exists as it does. Everything works in perfect order overall, the way God designed it to work. Who of us, as smart as the smartest person could be, who of us could come up with such a design? Who was there when the Lord laid the earth's foundations? Who was a witness but God Himself? And He's given plenty of testimony in the heavens and on the earth and definitely through His Word. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is rooted in the amazing love of God, rooted in Jesus Christ. What does that move us to do? It moves us to show our love and thanks back to God. And God has laid out what loving Him looks like. It is to look like. It's to put His expectations in the practice. We've been looking at the first three commandments in particular because, again, it starts with our relationship with God, His expectations of us in connection to Him. Give Him the glory above all things. Don't misuse His name, because everyone who calls the name of the Lord will be saved. His name is too powerful and too glorious to be used in the gutter. And remember the Sabbath day. Take His word seriously. Gladly hear and learn it and put it into practice. Then He's also laid out how we can get along with one another in Commandments 4 to 10. His expectations for us are clear, are they not? So where's the problem? The problem is with us. We're inconsistent in putting those commandments, those expectations, in the practice. And then there are others who aren't even giving any regard at all to God's expectations, to His commandments, living life as they see fit. and then wondering again why they wake up with a headache every morning, or don't know that stranger in that bed next to them day after day. The expectations are clear. So what does our prayer need to be? Lord, the problem is not with you. The problem is with me. Lord, I do believe by your grace. Help me understand your expectations. And help me, Lord, put your expectations into practice. Help me, Lord, drown that old Adam daily by contrition and repentance, recognizing my need for you, Lord, in my life. And that digest that word that you have given to me to empower me to put your expectations into practice. Your word, Lord, is a lamp to my feet and light, or a light for my path. Help me meditate on it and put it into practice. God, you say, I am to love my spouse as Christ loved the church. Do you know my spouse, Lord? God says, that's not my spouse. God says, don't over-abuse alcohol. Yeah, but Lord, do you know the stress I'm under? God says, choose your friends wisely. Well, God put some friends in my life. The expectations are clear, but what do we do with those expectations? We come up with excuses. We fall short. Simply, Lord, I messed up, but thankfully your mercies are new and you give me a fresh start each and every day to put those expectations into practice. So, Lord, help me understand those expectations and put them into practice. Lord, help me live what you have planted in me. And what you have planted in me is a desire to live for you. So God, help me show that desire. And that fits with 1 John chapter 5. This is love for God, to obey my commandments. And those commandments are not what? They are not burdensome. Again, the expectations are clear and they're not burdensome. So the problem is not with God. In fact, God is what we need. Because of His love, we are in a position to love Him and to not make excuses when it comes to loving one another. The world needs more of this, doesn't it? It needs more of God's love. It's there. They need to hear it. They need to see it. And they see it through you and me and others who claim to love God. Are we going to be perfect in showing our love for God? No. God knows that. So He calls for faithfulness. He calls for repentance. He gives us forgiveness. He then gives us the motivation to keep moving forward, putting His expectations into practice. Dead hearts, no longer. Thanks to the love of God, His amazing grace in our life. And He wants the same for others, for their life. And He's given us what it takes to make that happen. He's planted love in our hearts, and He's given us His word to live and to share. So to help digest His love some more and His expectations, the past few weeks you've been encouraged to open up the catechism and look at the first three commandments, Q&A. Well, this time I would encourage you in your catechism, depending on which version you have, but it should be in the same place, no matter the version. Between the commandments and the creed, there's a section on the gospel. Take some time to read that section. It will first convict us as it talks about the law and thus our need for the gospel. But keep reading as you hear the gospel and see God's amazing love in your life. And then God help us show what loving God looks like by putting his expectations into practice. Amen. Please stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's continue with the confession of faith based on the second article of the Apostles' Creed. It's on the top of page 8. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. What are we meaning to say with these words?
I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord.
He has redeemed us, lost and condemned creatures, purchased and won us from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death.
All this he did that I should be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and love.
This is most certainly true. Please be seated. Amazing love continues as God enables us and allows us to contribute to the work of the gospel through our thank offerings. And so God be praised for the generosity he displays through you as we work to continue sharing the gospel not only here in our own area, but also throughout the world through our congregation mission offerings. We continue with the prayer of the church. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him, we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions.
Out of the infinite bounty of your goodness, grant us a rich measure of your Spirit.
Let the love of Christ fill your church so that it may flourish in all good works.
Help us show love and compassion for all who are in need.
Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you.
Strengthen our faith so that we unfailingly come to you in prayer for all our godly needs.
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid.
And help us patiently endure any chastening and afflictions we permit to come into our lives, knowing that you are using them in love to prepare us for that joyful communion with you, which is ours for all eternity.
Lord of glory, you have bought us with your lifeblood as the price, never grudging for the lost ones that tremendous sacrifice. Give us faith to trust you boldly, hope to stay our souls on you, but O best of all your graces, with your love, our love renew. Continue to shower grace upon grace on those celebrating a birthday this week, and help our married couples keep the spark in their marriage, moved by your love for each of them. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus our Savior.
Amen.
And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come,
your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Please stand. We pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, relearn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may cling to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated. To highlight a couple of things, Bible study today, looking at 1 Corinthians chapters 10 and 11, taking on temptation and coming out the winner is part of the discussion. Again, Sunday school is taking place, starts at 9:15 in the chapel, and then teen Bible study starts at 9:30 in the teen room. We do have a congregation meeting scheduled for after the late service today. Again, two major items would be the 21-22 ministry financial plan. Again, thankfully, at this point in time, we're recommending a budget that shows a little bit of a surplus, just the way things are working out with enrollment and staffing and so forth. So we'll talk about that. And then also, who will be serving in leadership positions for the next year or two. Vacation Bible School, we're still looking for volunteers to help for July 17th. Keep that in mind. We're running those two sessions. They're the same sessions. So it's a morning and afternoon. It's a Saturday. If you want to volunteer, go online. You can find the form there, or you can find hard copies in the entryway, or call Stacy during the week, and she'll help you sign up for that. see the weekly news for other information of things that are going on here at church and around the church body in the Wells. And then for those, a couple weeks ago, we were going to have the Wells connection, and then there was a technical glitch. We showed it at the late service, so for those of you who didn't see it, we're going to show it right now.
Hi, I'm Wells President Mark Schrader. Wells plants home mission churches in North America to meet people's spiritual needs. But at times, as believers, they also address physical needs. The COVID era has presented many opportunities to serve both the spiritual and physical needs of hurting people searching for answers and help.
As a boy, Reverend Seth Hawkinson grew up just a few steps away from the Mexican border. That immersion in Mexican culture was great preparation for his current role as home missionary at Emmanuel Lutheran in Waukegan, Illinois, a city that's nearly two-thirds Hispanic.
Jesucristo es para todos.
Now that I go back and look at it, I can see how God had us move there and had me grow up in that environment, because I feel very much at home with Hispanic culture here in the United States.
Hola, madre, gracias.
Bienvenidos.
As the community around Emmanuel began to change, members saw the need for Hispanic ministry at their congregation and received support from Wells Home Missions to call a bilingual pastor. This home mission welcomed their new neighbors and created outreach efforts aimed at building trust in the Hispanic community.
And he explained it to me in Spanish, you know, and I feel comfortable because I knew I can ask and I knew he would answer totally to I can understand him.
And that has been, I think, the game changer for us, and in that he's working closely with these individuals in their homes and has a relationship, a personal relationship with them.
We're going to be following our synod's morning praise.
As the COVID pandemic took its toll, members at Emmanuel offered gifts to help those in the congregation who were ill or out of work. But they wanted to do even more, and so they requested and received a pandemic relief grant from Wells Home Missions and Wells Christian Aid and Relief. The funds helped members like Janet Yang, who after hospitalization needed short-term help paying her rent.
That will be my heart forever. I was deeply touched. That is, I could see Christ-like character in that.
The pastor, give me the truth, trust me, do you need help? I never before say something to somebody else where I need the support, no?
For the people who receive help, the gifts are reassurance that they are not alone, that their local congregation and their brothers and sisters in Wells want to help with their needs here on earth and their ultimate need for a Savior.
When I see the look on people's faces as they receive aid, and these are real instances of real need, I think it's putting our money where our mouth is. It's loving not just in words, but also in deeds.
In this church, you feel like a lot of support and people care about you. I'm looking forward to get Sunday and get ready and be here because, I don't know, it just makes you feel peace and make you feel so good. Yes, I like it.
Emmanuel was one of 24 home mission congregations that received pandemic relief grants. Learn how other home mission congregations are creatively serving their communities with the saving message of Jesus Christ at wells.net/home missions.